From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. U.S. troops have landed in Liberia. A contingent of Marines, what the Pentagon calls a quick reaction force, took the port of the capital city, Monrovia, today as rebel fighters pulled out. The Marines are the first U.S. peacekeepers to be deployed in Africa in a decade. Their arrival ends a 3-week siege of Monrovia by the rebels. Food and other humanitarian supplies are expected to begin flowing back to the city soon. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Monrovia.
The Marines started their day by taking over Monrovia's airport. About 150 Marines flew into the airport on Chinook helicopters. They quickly spread out, establishing a security perimeter around the tarmac. There was fighting near here on Tuesday, but there hasn't been any since. 22-year-old Staff Sergeant Antonio Smith from Albany, New York, still doesn't know what he'll be asked to do in Liberia, but he says it's good to be off the ship and on solid ground.
I don't like the waves.
U.S. military officials say Sergeant Smith and the rest of the Marines will play a secondary role in the Nigerian-led peacekeeping operation. The Marines are being brought ashore mainly so they can quickly assist the Nigerians if some of the rebel gunmen resist moving out of the port. In a show of military force, American helicopter gunships circled the port and U.S. fighter jets ripped through the skies. The rebels, however, lived up to their agreement to turn over two bridges leading into the port. The American and Nigerian peacekeepers set up their own new roadblocks on the bridges. Tens of thousands of people lined both sides of the river to witness the midday handover.
I feel that, you know, this is the end of the war.
Peace deals have been repeatedly broken in Liberia, but Roland Sampson, on the rebel side of the bridge, says the peacekeepers won't let that happen this time.
We are very, very happy, you know. American Marines are here, ECOMOs are here, you know, to stabilize the country situation.
At the foot of New Bridge, Nigerian Brigadier General Festus Okonkwo met with a rebel leader who goes only by the name K-1. Okonkwo told the rebel commander that the port is going to be a weapons-free zone, and rebel fighters need to either lay down their guns or move 10 miles to the west out of town.
Okay, no problem.
Because as I told you, we are putting barbed wire. Anybody we see here today with weapon, we seize it.
Yeah.
We are going to take it.
No, yeah, you must take it.
Yeah.
We already informed them too. Yeah, everybody is pulling back.
As the first wave of Nigerian soldiers and U.S. Marines moved methodically into the area, the rebels staged a ragtag retreat. Child soldiers still clutching their Kalashnikov rifles rode on top of graffiti-splattered cars. Overloaded trucks rolled from the rebels' headquarters slowly to the west. There's plenty of food in the markets on the port side, but the peacekeepers didn't allow the tens of thousands of people who turned up at the government side to cross the bridge. The peacekeepers say they'll allow free access once the port area is secure. In the meantime, thousands of desperately hungry Monrovia residents have been swimming across a swamp about 15 miles west of the city and then walking into what were the rebel-held markets. Pastor Moa Zakoa of the Ceylon Pentecostal Church is stripped down to his underwear as he carries a 100-pound sack of beans through the water.
I walk through the mud to do this because I'm a father of four and a caretaker of two, plus my wife. We are eight, and we don't have money to buy food on the side to eat. So I have to walk here where things are cheaper in order for me to get food.
He says seven people have drowned recently at the deepest crossing. The hope is that with the Marines and the Nigerian troops taking control of the port, food will be able to be shipped into Liberia again, and Pastor Zakoa won't have to go to such desperate measures to buy beans. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.